It is time for your Stingray Report with legend, president, Hall of Famer, Rob Kincannon. Rob, how are you doing?
Critic, every day is a holiday for me.
That is my line, but that's how we feel, though.
That's right.
And I want to bring this up. Last Friday, we had a game at the Coliseum with the ceiling fans in Section 232, but I was chiseling the media buffet, and then I saw you in the hallway as the game was getting ready to start, and I'm like, Rob, we need some wins this weekend, and you gave me a look. I thought you were going to revert to your playing days. I thought you were going to check me into the boards. Tell me you're not mad at me.
I'm not mad at you at all. How could I ever be mad at you?
Okay.
Not at all.
And you don't mind me eating that free media buffet either?
Nope. You're good, buddy. You've earned it. You've been a big supporter for 20 plus years and no problem anytime.
Well, I also got to do that because I've got to get the good base to have beverages during the game.
You're the best.
Well, Stingrays do need some wins again, and we've got a gigantic game this Saturday, March 2nd. It is the Pink in the Rink night benefiting Share Our Susie, which is another good cause and a special thing the Stingrays do.
First 2,000 fans to the game. Critic will get a Parker Milner bobblehead doll. We got some pink packs available for those folks who want to come in a group of three or more. We have group tickets available. But the beneficiary of the night is a wonderful group called Share Our Susie. They're a local nonprofit organization that financially assists women and men who are going through breast cancer treatment. So the biggest things is helping with rent to the simplest things is maybe getting a gas card or paying a bill or whatever else it can be. I think this is the fifth or sixth year we've worked with Share Our Susie. I think we've raised over $100,000 in this weekend. Hopefully will be just as special as well. We also have a pretty nice touch to the game. We were able to speak to three women who have benefited from Share Our Susie in years past and who have also battled breast cancer, and they're going to tell their stories as well. And we got the wall on the concourse so everyone can sign it in memory or for their family and friends who have also battled as well.
Don't miss the game this Saturday. Doors open at 6 p.m. You can pregame like I do in the Coliseum Terrace or the Montague Avenue Terrace, and then they drop the puck at 7. And it is against the Jacksonville Icemen, another division game, which the Rays need to get some points.
We do. We haven't had a good February. We're struggling a little bit, but hopefully we can turn it around with the last month of the season coming up here in a big game against Jacksonville on Saturday night in Pink in the Rink.
Plus, tremendous offers on Saturday. You can get the four tickets, the four Pink in the Rink pucks, a $10 concession voucher, and the free bobblehead for the first 2,000, and free parking, which
free
is
parking.
Always good.
Yeah, a lot of people love the free park, and it's one of our seven big games, seven marquee games. And even if you're not a fan of hockey, it's one of those nights where I think people can relate to and rally around. So we're expecting a big crowd, and we hope to see loud and raucous like last month as well.
And the special pink uniforms, which you will auction off after the game.
Correct. Yes, we'll be wearing those commemorative Pink in the Rink specialty jerseys that after the game will be auctioned off. And again, all the proceeds from those jersey auctions will go right back to the Share Our Susie.
All right, the Rays making their playoff push after Saturday's home game. Got a couple on the road. Then a five-game homestand will start on Friday, March 15th, and that will be one of our nights. We'll be in Section 232 with the ceiling fans against Norfolk, and then we'll be back on March 22nd. Those will be our last two Friday games, but we do have Stingray games going through the end of March into April.
We'll have to finish the year on a winning streak there for those Friday night ceiling fan games. Right now, I think you said we're 4-3-2-1
or something. Something like that. A couple
we
of
were undefeated
losses.
For a little bit.
I know. It was going so good. But that's the ECHL. You can face anybody any night,
right.
And you never know what's going to happen. And the Stingrays making that playoff push. So we need a big March, and we will start it this Saturday, March 2nd, with the very nice Pink in the Rink. Good cause, good time. Pack Casa Del Rey this Saturday. And then we'll see you back on March 15th for the Ceiling Fans Night with 105.5 The Bridge and 98 Rock. All right, so you're not going to check me into the boards. I'm still allowed to go into the media buffet, and yes. I'm still allowed to go to all Stingrays home games. We still got to do a tripping with the critic on the road with the Stingrays.
Absolutely. We'll give you the green light for all of those.
Always a pleasure to see you. He is a legend. He is the Hall of Famer. He is the president. It is Rob Kincannon of your South Carolina Stingrays, the most successful organization in ECHL history. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll talk to you a couple more times before the season ends, and then hopefully in the playoffs. And we will definitely see you Saturday at the Coliseum for Pink in the Rink.
Thanks, Critic.